pressed Holmes jättestuga and lead vallen. Jättestuga means carer's cabin and also meaning a shepherd's cabin. In Södra Prästholm, there was a jättestuga which was used by the local farmers in the village. Its function was to allow the farmers to store their animals there for about 2 months during the slashing period when they produced hay from the long grass in the summer. The farmers could leave their animals, their cows, calves, sheep and goats, to two young carers known as jättare, who guarded and herded the animals between the milkings. The cows then went loose and grazed in the forest during the day. The jättare's task was to make sure that the animals were reasonably collected and then brought back to the summer barns when they were milked by the owners of the animals. At Lidvallen, each farmer had his own summer barn. The animals were milked in the evenings and remained in the barns until the morning milking, when they were released to the jättare again, who would then take care of them all day. Getting them back to the summer barns in the evening was not such an easy task, especially in the autumn when there was lots of mushrooms that grew around and the animals had a hard time tearing themselves away. Those who worked as jättare were usually younger boys or younger men, but occasionally older men would work there too. Those who worked as jättare had no free days for 2 months, but they were free from the evening milking until the morning milking. They made their home in the so-called jättestuga, or carer's cabin. It consisted only of one room, which in they ate and they slept. Around the cabin were all the summer barns. Every day, the jättare were given 1 litre of milk each, or sometimes more. The rest of the food was brought by the village trader, Erkvist. Most often it was pickled herring fillets. The jättare received 5 kroner per cow and 2 kroner 50 öre for the younger animals, and that was their salary for the whole 2 months. They had about 100 animals each summer to take care of, and usually around half of the village had their animals there. A jättare who had worked there in the summer of 1933 at the age of 15 years old has described how the work was done. This type of work continued on for years until around the 1940s. Today the cottage has been moved to the top of Stenmosse Berget and is today used as an excursion destination. Some of the summer barns are still left at Lidvallen today.